We are here with Amy McGraw from Tropical Financial. How are you, Amy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. How's the show going? I know it just started, but how's it going so far?
Oh, my goodness. Well, actually, since the executive committee has been here since Saturday, it kind of feels like a Wednesday.
Getting closer,
yeah. But excellent turnout. Super, super great turnout. This is another record-breaking year for us. So, amazing. New sponsors, new vendors here.
Congratulations.
Or I should say vendor partners, because we really do look at them as partners. So, that is really fantastic to see that there's more interaction with different companies that we haven't necessarily seen here.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there, and even last night when you had the reception here, it was packed. Yep. So it was really good stuff. Really good stuff. So what? I mean, that having said that, what are your expectations for the show this year?
Well, I think that for me personally, I actually came to the pre-conference workshop, which was with Chris Brogan.
Yeah, I heard it was really good.
He was like a hero of mine. My literal thought, because I wasn't involved in the conference planning this year, was how in the world we got a guy that is of that caliber. I mean, and he was hysterical. He put things into context. He gave me a lot of great takeaways.
Good.
Immediately, something that has been troubling me with my own shop, he gave me the inspiration for how to fix it. So that was like, I already have my first big nugget to take away. And then the new branding platform. Oh my gosh.
Open your eyes. Exactly.
I think that is such a simple, and they're doing it all in black and white as well.
Yeah.
Very eye-catching with a lot of white space.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is such a great way to position us in every single market it can be used.
Yep.
So I'm super excited about getting a hold of that guideline.
Yeah.
And
yeah, me too.
Taking it apart and highlighting and Sharpie and
60 pages.
Yeah, I actually downloaded it on my iPhone, and even with my glasses on, I was like, yeah.
And you can highlight on your iPhone too. It's pretty neat.
But I think I'll wait till I can.
Yeah, put
I'm
on your
old.
iPad.
I gotta do the,
yeah, put on the
iPad.
Big screen.
No,
the
no,
big
I print.
Okay. Old-fashioned way. I like that. Me too. I'm a printer as well.
Yeah.
Hey, so let's talk about, you're giving a presentation as well coming up here in a few minutes. So we're lucky to get you before you get in there. So what are you gonna be talking about today?
It's something that I really wish I didn't have to talk about, and that's disaster communication.
I was just talking to Lynn Hyder about that. Yeah. So what's up with this?
Well. We had a hurricane this first time. We had a major hurricane.
I heard.
First time in over a decade. Mm-hmm. First time for me personally, because I just moved down 6 years ago to Florida. So it's just pretty much the ins and outs. We are all, you know, there's guidelines and there's checklists and we all have this guide that's like this thick.
Oh, yeah.
Continuation of business,
mm-hmm.
Before, during, and after.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to be talking about specifically is the communication portion of that, before, during, and after.
Mm-hmm.
So that was what my presentation was about until February 14th. And then the Stoneman Douglas shooting happened. And a completely different take. Because, you know, we're prepared for robberies. We're prepared for even hostage situations.
Mm-hmm.
We're prepared for natural disasters. But social disasters is something completely different.
Yeah, this one ran really deep.
Yes, and it was one of our partner schools. And I'm also president of the Broward chapter of credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually mobilized the credit unions in Broward as well as just our own credit union to support the Broward Education Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
One of our my counterpart at Brightstar, the VP of marketing there, is actually on the board of the Broward Foundation,
mm-hmm.
so Education Foundation. So he actually came to our annual meeting for the chapter to talk about the foundation and what they do and how they're going to be using close to $3 million right now raised for the victims and the families. But it's a very different thing because PR for a natural disaster is very important. You got to let the public know who's open, who's flooded, who's closed, online banking, up, down, wherever it is, ATMs working, not where, you got to let them know. And with a social disaster, it's not, you don't want, there's no PR.
Exactly.
You do it because you're part of the community. You give back because of the community, but you're not putting out press releases about what you're doing.
Right.
So it's a very different way of communicating.
It's a whole different animal.
Yeah,
wow,
it's a whole
really?
Different animal, yeah.
Wow. Well, good. I think you're going to be, that'll be a packed room, definitely, for sure.
So
very cool stuff. And so kind of wrap up here, what takeaways do you want to take back to your to Tropical Financial that you're going to learn here?
Well, so far I have the nuggets from Chris Brogan.
Oh, yeah.
And of course the Open Your Eyes campaign.
Mm-hmm.
That's so far what I have. There's a lot of digital stuff this year, which is also exciting for us.
Yeah.
We're a shop that has pretty much eliminated all traditional advertising. So we're using all digital, and we've redone our marketing department to have an inbound marketing specialist,
mm-hmm.
and a content strategist.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very excited about talking to some of those people who are coming in to teach the ins and outs of how to use digital properly and make sure that we're on the right path.
Yeah, because James Robert Lay is coming in tomorrow,
yes.
and he's Mr. Digital. digital marketing, so yes. It'd be good to listen
we
to him as well.
We actually use Digital Growth
That's
Institute.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
that's right.
So, yeah, it'll be nice to be based with him as well.
Very cool. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on here, and I know you're busy, so I'll let you get going.
Session.
Amy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good job.